If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast, often imitated, never duplicated, because we've got Steve Fezzik, who you can hit up on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports, and only at Fezzik Sports, and only the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football gambling, the Super Contest at the Westgate Casino, that I know a lot of you are familiar with. You guys know BetOnline.ag is where we recommend you place your bets using the promo code PODCAST1. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And a friendly reminder, you can ask Steve any question you ever have. And we'll actually get to a question or two today. I'm very much looking forward to it. By taking advantage of any of our sponsors or that are over at rostucker.com on the sponsor tab, there's a lot of good ones. Or, of course, you can also just rate and review the show. Apple Podcasts right there on your phone. Boom, screenshot, attach, Ross at rostucker.com. Here's my question for Steve. Boom. Speaking of boom, Steve, and I should tell you guys, if you're new, I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 7 years, and my Twitter handle, at Ross Tucker NFL. And for all of the great shows we have for you, over at rostucker.com, at RTF Podcast, fastest way for you to know what the heck is going on with all of our shows and when they have been posted, as well as what our grades are for this week. Thanks to the Birdman, Todd Bergman, at L Birdman, on Twitter. Let's do it. Steve, it was a good week, my friend, and maybe we just needed to get to the postseason where that must be my time to shine, evidently. We'll start with the Colts and the Texans. The Texans were laying 1.5. You leaned Indianapolis. I took the Colts with 2 units. And they ended up winning the game 21-7. So started off nicely there with 2 units. And that game, Steve, really wasn't even that close.
Not at all. 21-0. The Colts jump out in the first half. Complete domination. You can make the case that the Colts, since week 7 in the NFL, have been the best team in the league.
Then you've got Seattle and Dallas. This was an interesting one, Steve, because I had Seattle getting 2 points, and remember, we always grade it based on, you know, what the line is when you and I are doing this on Wednesday, typically around 11:20 a.m. Eastern, 8:20 a.m. Pacific. So we had the line at the Cowboys laying 2. That's what we did. I put 1 unit on the under 43. And 2 units on the Seahawks. And Steve, for most of this game, both those bets were looking excellent. I mean, these teams couldn't score. It was a field goal fest at times. And the Seahawks were up 14-10 in the second half. And I thought I was golden. And all of a sudden, there was a scoring barrage in the fourth quarter. So I lost on the team total, on the total, as the final score was 24-22, Dallas. So it was the over that hit, and I pushed with that 2-point conversion by the Seahawks because Janikowski was hurt, which was crazy.
Yes, and normally if you had bet on Dallas, you'd be thrilled when your opponent loses their kicker, and as it turns out, against the closing number, the reason Seattle covered is because Seabass was unavailable and they had to go for 2.
Now, some people got Dallas or Seattle either way at 1.5 and some 2.5, right? I mean, there was the fluctuation was right around there.
Yes, and I actually saw 1.5s and certainly 2.5s at post on that game. And it goes back to what we preached year after year, that if you're going to try to make money betting on sports, the number one easy way to improve your performance is to get enough outs, get 3 or 4 outs at a minimum, such that when a game lands on the number or within a half point of the number, oftentimes that makes the difference just shopping for the best number between winning and pushing and losing.
It's really pretty incredible. So I lost a unit there, unfortunately, Steve, when it was looking like I was pretty confident I was going to get three units there. It looked like Seattle was going to win the game for a while. Definitely looked like the under was going to hit. They were not scoring. Let's get to Sunday. This was your only bet of the week. You had leaned Dallas, by the way, in that game. This was your only bet of the week, and this was our only best bet. We both had the Chargers getting 2.5 points from the Ravens. We both put two units on it, and, Steve, they dominated the game. Now, Lamar Jackson kind of got the Ravens back in it at the end, had a couple touchdown drives. Credit to him for doing that. But the Chargers dominated this game. It was clearly the right side to be on. Final score was 23-17. We both won two units, and we had a best bet that cashed in for us. That was, it's always nice when you're clearly on the right side of one.
Yeah, and the money actually had come on the Ravens up from 2.5 to 3. And frankly, this happens every now and then, is the marketplace, you see a lot of money being bet on the team, and as we disclosed, I just could not understand it at all. I thought the Chargers were in a fantastic spot to get revenge. The better team against a quirky offense that they had just seen 2 weeks ago, and our handicap played out perfectly.
Yep, it was awesome. Then you get to Philadelphia and Chicago. Another one. I put two units on every underdog last week. And the Eagles were getting 6 points. I think maybe at post it was 6.5 some places. I never understood that line at all. I thought that was a bad line. You lean Chicago, Steve. You'll need to explain that one to me again. I had two units on the Eagles. They won the game outright, 16-15. Obviously, the double doink kick. The Bears probably should have won the game. But at any rate, the Eagles and getting 6 points was definitely the right side to be on. So for the week, I was up 5 units, which I absolutely needed. You were up 2 units, Steve. Refresh my memory as to why you leaned to the Bears.
Well, the Bears had been on a 9-1 straight up and against the spread run. And when Trubisky was quarterbacking, remember Chase Daniels, had 2 games in that streak. They had been absolutely awesome, including a win against the Rams. And I think bottom line lesson learned, if you're going to back a quarterback in the playoffs with no playoff experience, well, last week, 3 quarterbacks qualified. They were all favored, and they all lost outright. Probably not a good idea to go into that subset.
Yeah, really. So for the year to date, I needed those 5 units. I'm now down 3 units. So got a chance to be in the black by the end of the season. Steve, you are up 11 units now. So you're into the double digits for the season. And our best bets are now 21-44. Let's see if we can keep the playoff momentum going. I would think, Steve, that playoff lines would theoretically over time be sharper than regular season lines, or is that not the case?
That is the case. There's fewer games, so the marketplace tends to deal sharper lines. However, you do get a public bias on some games where the public bets so much money that it dwarfs everything else. Oh, probably the poster child of this was the Tampa Bay Oakland Super Bowl, where Oakland wound up favored by 4 the day before the game, and Tampa Bay was arguably the clearly better team.
Got it. That makes sense. All right, Brian, let's get into this week.
All right, we'll start off with the first game, which is 4:35 Eastern on Saturday. It's in Kansas City. Chiefs laying 5.5 points to the Colts with a total of 57, Ross.
If you liked my theme last week, you're going to like my theme this week, which is to say, I really think that all of these underdogs, all of these road teams, have a pretty decent chance to win these games. I don't look at the Chiefs as being that much better than the Colts at all right now. I think the Colts are rolling. I think this ends up being a field goal game one way or the other. So I will gladly take those 5.5 points, and I will gladly put two more units on my Indianapolis Colts.
And I agree. The Colts, number one in the NFL since week 7 in point differential in the NFL. No one is playing better than them. Kansas City is scuffling to the finish line on a 3-3 straight up run, obviously. Losing their running back and having their backup running back banged up didn't help. Not helping that Tyreek Hill has been playing maybe at 85 to 90% instead of 100%. They can't stop the run. Two teams going in opposite directions. I will take the Colts for two units. Best bet.
The best bet.
All right, Steve, the other game on Saturday, 8:15 Eastern. It's the Rams hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Rams laying 7, and the total, 49.5.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm leaning Dallas. I can't quite do it. There's a lot to like about Dallas here. The Rams certainly have not been playing nearly as well. Todd Gurley is not close to 100%. Goff has not been as good since he lost Cooper Kupp. And Dallas has really improved with Cooper opening up the passing lanes for them. I think half of the crowd is going to be Dallas fans in L.A. I am almost at the point where I can fire on Dallas, but not quite. Just a strong lean Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Without question, I am doing it because I think the Cowboys might win the game. I mean, in fact, if I had to take one underdog this week, it probably would be the Cowboys. I'm not sold on the Rams. I don't think they've been playing great lately. I love what I'm seeing from the Cowboys. I'm putting two more units on the Cowboys. Love the 7 points. Absolutely. Even if the Rams win, I don't think it's by more than that. I think I push probably at worst. So I like the Cowboys. I think they match up very, very well with the Rams pretty much across the board.
Ross, Sunday, 1:05 p.m. Eastern time, the L.A. Chargers at Foxborough. Patriots laying 4, and the total is 46.5.
Reminds me, Steve, before I forget, have there been any major line moves so far? You know, these lines come out Sunday night. They're not finalized till the next weekend. We hit them right in the middle. Have there been any moves yet or major moves on any of these games?
Yes, the Patriots opened up 5.5 to 6. All the money has been on the Chargers in this game.
Got it. And what about, do you have, I mean, for any of these games, is that the only game where there's been a lot of movement, Patriots down to the Chargers?
Yes. All the others have been pretty much stagnant since the opener.
What about, what games do you anticipate changing by the time Sunday comes around?
I think there'll be a tsunami of money on the Colts. I can't understand how anyone that's going to do their work and their handicapping is going to land on the Kansas City side in that game.
Interesting. All right. So for this game, I mean, I got to think, I know 3 points is the normal home field advantage, Steve. I got to think, given their track record and given January in Foxborough, do you think Vegas thinks that this is a 4-point home edge for the Patriots and is basically saying that these teams are even?
Well, Vegas thought that New England should be laying 5.5 to 6. So Vegas thinks that New England has a, like you said, a magnified home field advantage, and that New England is also the better team. The bettors are disagreeing with the odds makers here because the bettors have bet the Chargers down from that 5.5 spread down to 4.
Got it. I'm going with the Chargers. Wouldn't be surprised if they win the game. I think it's a field goal game. I like the 2 points. I mean, I like the four points. I like what the Chargers are doing. I'm putting two more units on the underdog yet again. Chargers, 2 units, getting the 4 points.
I'm going to do a strong lean to New England. Ross, I have seen this movie before. Of course the Chargers are as good as New England. Their roster is better than New England. And the Chargers are playing as good, if not better, than New England. It does not matter, because I have a coaching mismatch that is epic. I've got the genius Belichick, and I've got Anthony Lynn, who still tries things like 53-yard field goals into the wind, hey, he made it against Baltimore. That's great. It's still horrific coaching, and those coaching mistakes will cost the Chargers the game, and I believe the cover and the situational spot is off the charts good for New England. Week 16 and 17, bye weeks, essentially. Home games against, I believe it was Buffalo and Miami. So they just coasted and ran the ball with Sony Michel. Then they get a true bye week. So they've basically been home for a month getting ready for this game. The Chargers had to go to Denver, and the Chargers had to go to Baltimore in a dream good matchup, I would argue. Schematic advantage for the Chargers because they'd seen that Baltimore offense week 16. So the Chargers go from arguably one of the better spots of the year to a horrific spot. I got a beach team that's going to 28 degrees and it might snow. Patriots, you know what? One unit on the Patriots. We're going head-to-head.
All right, Steve. The final game, it's New Orleans. They are laying 8 points against the Philadelphia Eagles. Total 51.
Tough game. I will lean to the underdog. The fact that the Eagles got blasted so bad, New Orleans ran up the score when these teams played earlier this year, and I really like what Foles is doing. It's possible that New Orleans exploits that Philly secondary again, and this gets out of hand, but I think what's more likely is that Philadelphia, with all the motivation of having been blown out and knowing the playoff run they made last year, albeit at home and not on the road, I could see Philly squeaking in with the number. I'll lean to the Eagles.
Yep. Well, stop me if you've heard this before. I'm putting two units on the Eagles. I think they've got a chance to win the game. I don't think they lose by more than a touchdown. I think they're too good. And I think they're playing too well. I didn't think the Saints were playing their best ball at the end of the year. So a second week in a row where the Eagles are the biggest underdogs coming into the game. They've now beaten the spread. They've now won as an underdog, Steve, four times in a row. At what point do you start to say, okay, maybe they're missing something here?
Well, I think what we all missed was that we thought Wentz was better than Foles, and now it's clear if you just look at the pure numbers and the ratings that Wentz was banged up for most of the year, and that a healthy Foles, and you could argue he's not completely healthy with the ribs going on, but his performance has been better than a banged up Wentz. And if that's the case, then the Eagles are a very dangerous team.
I'm with you. I'm going Eagles. I wouldn't be surprised if they win the game. I don't think they're going to. I think they'll lose by a field goal, maybe even a touchdown, but I'll take those 8 points and I will eat them up. Two units, Eagles for me. Let's get to an email, Bri.
Ever wanted to ask an NFL player a question? Well, here's your chance. It's time to ask Ross.
And really, it's ever wanted to ask the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football gambling a question. It's time to ask Ross. If you guys take advantage of any of the sponsors over at RossTucker.com or even just buy something at Amazon clicking through the banner ads on the homepage over at RossTucker.com, you can ask Steve any question you want. Here we go, Steve. Hey, Ross, I appreciate the shows each week. I took advantage of the betonline.ag promo code podcast1 and had a question for Fezzik. I have access to a bookie with -110 6-point teases and -120 7-pointers. Would you be playing almost every option through 3 and 7? And that's from Mike.
Fantastic. Let me get a little history on teasers. The answer is yes, I would. So about 10, 15, 20 years ago, the odds on teasers on a 7-point teaser used to be that if you would play that, you would have to lay -120. And as it turns out, books started to query their results the last 5 years, and they realized they were getting smashed taking these teaser bets, and they've all changed their odds to -130, in some cases even as bad as -140 and -150. Because the math is so strong, I know, Ross, I know we lost a teaser a couple weeks ago, and you're still mad at me about it. I'm sorry, but if you can tease a team like New Orleans from -8 down through the 7, through the 3, and a 6-point teaser down to -2, or in a 7-point teaser down to -1, that is just an outstanding investment opportunity. And why is it so good? So if you're playing a 7-point teaser at -120, that you've got to win both legs in order to win. I'm sorry, this is a lengthy math geek dissertation, if you will. But that's like laying on your first leg of your bet, betting New Orleans -1, -280. I'll spare you all the math details on why that's the case. If you look at the money line on New Orleans, if you're going to bet them just to win, you would have to bet -380 on New Orleans. So would you rather bet -380 for New Orleans to win the game or bet them in a teaser -1, -280? The -1, -280 is clearly so much better. And so you actually have the mathematical edge when you can just go ahead and tease these favorites from 7 and 8 down to a lesser number. And what qualifies this week as a basic strategy teaser is to tease the Rams with New Orleans. And especially if you've got a book that has 6-point teasers at -110 and 7-point teasers at -120, that is a very strong investment opportunity.
Steve, that was terrific as always. Please keep those email questions coming. We love them. We love interacting with you guys. That's what this thing is all about. So much fun. That'll do it, by the way, for the Even Money Podcast. Remember, not only send in the emails, but go to betonline.ag. Use the promo code podcast1. Get the 50% welcome bonus if you haven't already. Why not? It's free money that they're handing out. Free money. BetOnline.ag. Had a great weekend last week. I'm telling you, the playoffs are my thing, dudes. Take my playoff picks. I love the underdogs. I love the points. BetOnline.ag. Promo code PODCAST1. Other than that, I think we're done here. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.